1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Neighborhoods in Texas, especially around Houston, are flooded after heavy rains caused rising waters to worsen. Rescue crews have been saving hundreds of people from homes and rooftops, and the rain is still coming down. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is there.
Relentless floodwaters rising in southeast Texas, even amid a break in the rain. But no rest for first responders.
This neighborhood has not seen the worst of it yet.
No, that's the sad part.
We joined Harris County Sheriff deputies on an airboat making rescues around the clock.
This is the worst I've seen, second only to Hurricane Harvey.
It was literally down to the nose. The 150th running of the Kentucky Derby was one for the ages. Reporter Ed Peek.
Kentucky Derby 150 was a classic duel down the stretch.
It was a nose. I was like, oh man, I hope we won.
Mystic Dan, ridden by Brian Hernandez and trained by Lexington, Kentucky native Kenny McPeak, barely got his nose in front at the finish line. It was both McPeak's and Hernandez's first Derby victories.
To get to this point now, it's I don't know how to describe it. We always dreamed of it. And for it to actually happen, it's going to take a little while to sink in.
Ed Peek for CBS News of Louisville.
Campus protests are still erupting across the United States. At the University of Michigan's commencement ceremony, students chanted and waved Palestinian flags in solidarity with Gaza. That was Saturday. On Friday night, police used a chemical spray to disperse a large crowd and handcuff pro-Palestinian protesters outside the University of Michigan's Museum of Art. As for the war, a senior Hamas source tells CBS News that ceasefire negotiations in Cairo ended with no development Saturday, but a new round of talks begin shortly. Correspondent Natalie Brand has more from Washington.
A new poll shows nearly 4 in 10 Americans say the U.S. is doing too much to support Israel and its war with Hamas, up from about 30% in January. Now, next week, President Biden is scheduled to meet privately with the King of Jordan as Arab nations have pushed for a ceasefire. And on Tuesday, the White House says he will be speaking out against rising anti-Semitism at the Holocaust Memorial Museum here in Washington.
Soccer legend Lionel Messi keeps breaking records. His team Inter Miami beat the New York Red Bulls 6-2 while he made Major League Soccer history. He's become the first player with 6 goal contributions in a single game and the only one to record 5 assists. The win extended Miami's unbeaten string to 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they could find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more information at carbon4.com. And by Herbal Aspect, 3 Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road here in Madison. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. We're going to do a little pop punk for your 8 o'clock hour. I got some breaking news here about Bad Year out of Milwaukee.
Voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and her words turn daylight into dusk, searching for an answer you left us. Fall out again, line up down the road, raise your hand to your head and show them as they go.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
This, yeah, dude. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media, we are local music. Bad Year, the song is called Blackout. Oh, Virginia, I'm sorry, before that. Bad Year, of course, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dub, they got breaking news. They're dropping new music. I was just telling you off air the story. You know, of course, Joey, their drummer, passed away, I guess, what, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago or something like that. It wasn't that long, but now they have a new drummer. They're putting out new music. And they have a track dropping on Friday, May the 10th, calls Cerebellum. And I can't wait to hear it, dude.
It's, I'll tell you what, if it's anything
or
like...
Cerebral.
If it's anything like what we just heard, that's fantastic. That's really good stuff. And fans of the band are going to be happy.
Yes. Well, I'm a fan of Bad Year, and I'm very happy. Cannot wait. We're going to get that song on Max Inc. as soon as possible. If you listen to Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, I can almost guarantee you that she'll be spinning the brand new Bad Year. In fact, she'll probably debut that song during Max Inc. Heavy. And she's...
I mean, now she has to. She has to. You've just committed her to do so.
I just did.
Yeah.
There you go, M-Shell.
You want to just plan her whole show out, or?
Why not, you know?
Yeah. You'll be good.
Jimmy K, hanging out with you on a Saturday night with my ex-radio husband, E-Dub.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of ex-radio husband and mom-in-laws, your mom texted you to give you a compliment on esports.
She did, and the best part of it is, and you know, some of you may not know this, but you're about to know, I'm from Chicago, and so I'm a Cubs fan. I know. And for us Cubs fans, the Brewers are not the rival that we don't reciprocate that rivalry like you guys have. Our rival is the Cardinals.
Sure.
However, it is because I live in the land of Wisconsin. It's always, you know, it's always become a bit of a rivalry. And she was listening and she said, I bet it felt good to say that the Cubs beat the Brewers on the air. And you know what?
It was. Yeah.
It did feel good. It felt good. But I'm a professional. And so I wait until afterwards to say that it felt good. And so I'm okay saying it in the moment.
Honestly, dude, I'm okay with you being a Cub fan. I remember when we were doing the Jimmy K Show.
You are married to a Cub fan, so you have to be okay with it.
Remember the Jimmy K Show we were doing at the Wisco? Mm-hmm. And it was either the Cubs winning the World Series.
It was not the winning game, but it was. Yeah. I remember it exactly. It was Addison Russell hitting a grand slam. I want to say it was game one. It might have been game. No, it had to be game one. I remember it very well. I remember the moment. I remember who was there. I remember that we actually recreated the picture because the moment was so quick and pure and everything. And I think it was you who said, we have to get a picture of that. It was such a great moment. And it was Chris Golden and in the picture. And we redid the picture. We restored it. It was only like 2 minutes later or something.
We were in the middle of an interview.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Wheelock was there. Karen Wheelock.
Yep, she was. Yep.
But all of a sudden, we're doing this interview, and all of a sudden, pandemonium.
Yeah.
It was pure joy out
hey,
of
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you this. The Brewers have been in one World Series.
Yeah, and we lost.
I know, but what was that? 82, if I remember right. Hmm. So in that moment, this was 2016, so that was 34 years, right? The Cubs hadn't been in a World Series at that point since 1945. So that's 55 and another 60. That's 71 years it had been since we'd even been in a World Series. So every moment was just super exciting.
Think of how many goats grazed how much grass in that time.
Yeah. A lot of sacrificed goats in there probably, too.
Probably.
You know I'm not wrong. Hey, what about camping, Jimmy?
Oh, camping. Oh, my gosh. You and I are with Mrs. K and Hayden. We're going camping in like, 10 days?
I think 10 days is the right number. Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be our first camping trip of the season. We were supposed to have one a few weeks ago, but work stuff got in the way for me.
And the weather was crappy, too.
Yeah, but I would have still gone. You know me. I'm super excited, man. It's been too long. We haven't been since October.
That was the last time we went camping. It was October.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to be out in the fresh air.
I have to get the my camping supplies are in my basement right now, still in disarray from unpacking from last year. So that's my main job this upcoming week.
Yeah,
is to get my pack. You know, get the tent.
You got to like take everything out and then repack it up.
Make sure we have the kitchen and everything like that.
Yeah.
Camping. Are you guys going camping? Where are you excited about going camping this year? Let's talk about camping this hour. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Let's talk a little camping. Let's talk about pitching tents, E-Dub.
Maybe let's not, Jimmy.
Well, that's part of camping, isn't it?
It really is.
Get a fire going. Put some meat on the grill. It's good stuff, man. 844-967-2789. Hey, are you a Beatles fan?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I like the Beatles a lot.
Are you familiar with Mars Hall here in Madison?
I am.
Yeah. So they did, 2 years ago, they created this song right here. It's actually a cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby.
Nice.
And it's a cool cover. Let's check it out right now. It's Mars Hall and Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Up to life.
rocket cover of Eleanor Rigby from the Beatles. That's Mars Hall. I'm Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, Eddie Ate Dynamite, at least one of them is here. I'll have a chat with him. We're going to check with Terry Barr and Barr Notes in just a moment. Right now, brand new Sunspot. Actually, a remake from about 20 years ago. It's the anniversary of Scott Bakula. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Quantum Leap every night with my girlfriend. Al and Sam, they leap to time, and I felt like they were my best friends. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance of a broken heart. Scott Bakula never played Dracula. Laid down the smack. Sure enough to be Chuck's dad and do a show with Ray Romano. He's hot enough for CBS, the graveyard where the all good-looking guys go. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance I'll never know. Scott Bakula never smoked crack.
Scott Bakula, Sunspot on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jimmy K and E-Dub, who's filling in for two people tonight.
I love that you keep saying that. You make me sound like I'm doing a lot here, and I'm really just sitting in
a chair.
Dude,
you're working to the... You got your nose to the grindstone. You're doing so much around here.
So this this is the microphone is the grindstone?
I guess. I don't know.
I like it. I'll remember that forever.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text us by just touching a button in the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, you can grab it at your favorite app store. There's also a link for you at civicmedia.us. We got a caller, Dub. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike Adams from Alexander, North Carolina.
Mouse, what's happening, brother?
Yes, indeed. Happening is a lot of work around the house while listening to the great E-Dubs looking at his phone and you, Jimmy K, on the radio. So it's great to hear it.
It feels like it's just recently I saw you, man, down in Atlanta or something.
Yeah, we might have crossed paths at some baseball game. It was wild.
You know, you talk and hang out with Dub quite a bit. What is the dirtiest secret about E-Dub that you could disclose on the radio?
Oh,
I'm going to tell you, Jimmy, he knows some things.
On the radio. Oh, I definitely know some things. The dirtiest E-Dub secret that is actually like PG-13-ish. The man has impeccable taste in music, and he is a genius when it comes to baseball stats.
Yes. Yeah, that is very, very true of both accounts.
Although I do have to say neither one of those things are dirty.
Right. Well, being a Cub fan, that's kind of dirty.
But I'm doing my very best to be acceptable to the best of Madison Rock Radio.
You're doing great, Mouse. We appreciate you. You wanted to hear something tonight, right?
Yeah, I was looking forward to hearing a little bit of Subatomic while some of those boys in the side band Electromag is playing tonight. But, yeah, let's let some Subatomic ring through the mountains.
I'm so happy that you called to request Subatomic. I didn't have any of the playlist tonight until you rang on the telephone, Mouse. It's great to hear your voice, brother. All right, there he is. Mouse, thanks for listening, brother. Appreciate you. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Uncle Eddie is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
shots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start in Green Bay and a band really making a name for itself. It's Tuck. And here's singer Andrew Summers performing on our fellow Civic Media if Radio Network show, time, Mino and the Mayor.
Make it toxic too. Ignore all the warnings.
Summers also shares a big announcement about an upcoming show at the Epic Center in the Green Bay area.
The Epic Event Center, Wednesday, May 8th. We're opening up for Tim Montana and Saint Sonia, front man for 3 Days Grace, his own little project. So, yeah, getting to open up for that is going to be awesome. It's going to be, like, supposed to be a well-sold show, so it's going to be an awesome crowd, big crowd.
Our congratulations to Tuck. Now over to Wausau, where residents in the area are being asked to step up and save the community theater located in Schofield, which is a suburb of Wausau. Those who run the theater blame a tight budget, which could mean the final curtain at this historic space. You can donate, you can sponsor, volunteer, or attend any of the upcoming shows. The theater is close to 100 years old, and you can find all kinds of information about it and how you can help at WausauCommunityTheater.org. Finally, we end in Madison, where Ben Majeska will be celebrating his 50th edition of Majeska Mondays at the Up North Bar. Majeska is currently on tour and in the state of Washington right now. He's playing shows with Armchair Boogie, but he'll be back in time for the 50th show on Monday, May 13th, and it will start at 5:30. Majeska says be prepared for a lot of fun and surprises, including who may show up to play alongside him. By the way, his original goal was to do 100 of these Mondays, but he says now he plans to up the number significantly. Good for you, Ben. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way. Whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property, your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do. And more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
I'm Anne.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard.
On Friday, May 10th, the bluegrass duo The Rough and Tumble rolls in from Nashville.
Email us at AnnDave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info.
See you at our house.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For the Sears catalog, but I think that you bought for me.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Eddie 8 Dynamite. Girlfriend on page 43. That is brand new music from the brand new Eddie 8 Dynamite album. The album is Dynamite. Jimmy K and E-Dub, who's doing the job of two people right now. And Uncle Tim is in the studio. Tim Budiszewski, right?
What's up? Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. You've said that right.
I practice that name every day.
That's my civilian name. My stage name is Eddie.
I stand in front of the mirror in the bathroom every day, and I practice Tim Budiszewski.
You should stop saying it so much. You're going to say it wrong one of these times. You're going to doubt yourself forever.
I know. I hate that when
you're
it happens.
You're going to summon the demons. The Polish demons will come up.
Not the Polish demons. How you doing, Tim?
Pretty good. How you doing?
It's wonderful to see you.
You too, bud.
The new Eddie 8 Dynamite album is fantastic, dude.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. I'm a big fan. In E-Dub, you know this. I'm a big fan of poppy punk. You nailed it, dude.
Thank you.
Absolutely nailed it. We just heard Girlfriend on page 43. What magazine are you referring to?
That was the Shopko catalog.
I wondered if that was the one. That was the one I had in my head.
Because, you know, Playboys and stuff, there's not that many pages in it.
Well, right. There's too many ads in that. But you go to Shopko catalog.
Right, and they have all those articles get in the way.
Yeah, right? It's just all ads, you know. But some of these songs were written, or at least started to be written 10, 15 years ago or more. And so some of these are, you know, when you would, like, have a magazine for porn, you know.
Was this, like, before Eddie started eating dynamite?
It was way before I even had the idea for the band name or even band members. Some of these were, like, written for, like, FOM, the February album writing month.
Yeah.
And then I had this bank of songs. Here's my poppy songs that I'm going to try to make a band with, and I did.
Talk a little bit about the FOM thing. Like, I know the concept of it. I'm familiar. Doesn't that... In my head, if somebody said to me, I need you to come up with X amount of shows in a month, I'd be like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's one or 75. I can't do that. How do you, like, that's a self-imposed thing, but still you do that.
It's a song a day in February, right?
It's just for fun. It's you try to write 14 songs in 28 days. Okay. It's FOM, February Album Writing Month. It was made up by a guy named Burr from Madison, Burr Settles. Mm-hmm. 2004, I want to say. I think this was the 20th year of it. I started in like 2006, and you just do it for fun. And it forces you to write stupid songs because you can't think that hard. In 2 days, you got to come up with a song, and you write it, and you record a demo. You don't have to record anything, but most people do. And
The song, I Like Your Hat, that song is short, sweet, it's 12 seconds long.
That I think a it might be, song, yeah.
I think it's like 14 seconds long on the new album.
Depends on how fast we play it, really.
Yeah, you can get it down to 7
it
seconds.
It depends on how much they like your hat.
Yeah.
So that was a FOM song. Where mm-hmm. I Like Your Hat, where the inspiration, who did you see, what hat did you see that made you say, I like your hat.
Oh, I don't think there was a hat. I think it was just like, I'm going to write a song about some mundane thing that you would just say to someone, and I'm going to make a quick, stupid little song. I was probably the 14th song, and it was like 11.
I just got to have
It was
something.
Like 11:50 p.m., like on the last day of February, and I was like, oh, I need to write another song, and I did.
Now, is that song written in the chords, E and A and D?
We don't have a song that's E, A, D, but we could.
Eddie. I mean, I feel like you should.
I know, he should.
Yeah. So you're one of the most interesting songwriters I know here in Madison.
Well, thanks, bud.
Because, you know, you write pop punk, you have your solo project, Pinhead McFly, which you're wearing the shirt right now. Where do you get most of your inspiration, most of your ideas for your songwriting?
Hats. Usually just I go into a store and I look at them.
Like hats that you like?
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't know. The FOM thing helps a lot because you just blank your mind and you just write whatever is on your mind. Like with Government Zero, it's sometimes political stuff. Like I would, you know, like you get your feelings out in lyrics and stuff.
Right.
And then with Eddie 8 Dynamite, it's more poppy songs about, you know, girls or fun stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, just whatever's on your mind. And I just like, I have a melody and just... Sometimes the lyrics just come out just randomly, you know.
What's the one song that you've written where you look back at it and go, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, I'd like to chime in on that. I'm going to say all of them.
All of them. Yes. What was I thinking? I mean, sometimes, you know, songs that I've written 20, 25 years ago, they're not songs I would write today. Yeah. For instance, in Government Zero, we wrote a song called She's a Ho.
Yeah.
And it was all tongue-in-cheek, and it was like, I've learned over time, don't make a private joke into a song when, like, the public's also going to hear it. Whatever. It's not like, you know, yeah, we weren't trying to be offensive or whatever, but right, I wouldn't write that now. Is ho a funny word? It definitely is, and always will be.
It's funny because that's one of the most recognizable songs from Government Zero.
So I redid the lyrics for She's a Ho as if I was writing it in my 40s, and it's online somewhere.
She's no longer a ho.
No,
she's a wonderful person. There's a whole thing about that, right? About not criticizing people for things that they did when they were 20, so to speak, mm-hmm, knowing that people grow up and they mature and they change over time. And that's an important thing to always remember,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. I mature a little, a tiny, tiny bit.
I didn't say a lot, Tim.
No.
I didn't say it.
Well, I mean, I have to make up for my bandmates. You know?
Yeah.
Those guys are still 20.
With you getting older and kind of going along with the conversation, you're not writing songs that you would have written 10 years ago today. What are you writing about today?
I don't even know. Hats.
It's a safe
but
subject.
But that one's like 15. Like, I started writing it 15 years ago.
That's crazy.
You know, I guess when I write new songs, it's just about, I try to keep, I think because sometimes the world can be kind of a negative place, I try to write positive stuff, especially with the 88 Dynamite stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a song, you're going to play it over and over and over. I can write something political or something negative, and... But the, you know, the 500th time I play that song, it's going to just bring me down, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to change, you know, Bad Religion doesn't, like, change the outcome of elections, you know? I love them, but it doesn't change anything. You
yeah,
know?
For so sure.
For myself, I try to write stuff that's kind of positive these days, you know?
With the pop punk kind of stuff, do you ever feel, when you're writing a song, do you ever feel limited by the typical chord progression?
No.
Because I feel like there's only a certain amount you can do with that piece of it.
Yeah. There's only four chords, but if you use them in the right order, there's more than four chords. There's five if you're really good at this, and I've been doing it for a long time. I might discover the sixth chord someday, and then I'm just a jazz musician. But, I mean, people have formulas. Every band has formulas. I mean, right, you listen to an Offspring song.
Yep. It's their identity. You know, is how you recognize them.
Yeah. I mean, Grandpa Chris from Government Zero, he wrote most of the Offspring songs. And
it's obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just saying the part out loud that we've all been thinking for years.
But, I mean, you use those chord progressions, and if you're clever enough with it, you can make the same chords that the Beatles used, that Elvis used, that Offspring used, and you can make it a totally different song. You know, you too used these same four chords.
Yep.
You know, so
we got Uncle Tim here from Eddie 8 Dynamite. I had a slip of the tongue earlier, I guess. I said Uncle Eddie is coming on.
Uncle Eddie from Tim 8 Dynamite.
We were just thinking about Darwin.
I'm in an Uncle Eddie tribute now, I guess. I don't know.
Let's talk about the new band. So Eddie 8 Dynamite started out with you. Dano was your drummer. God, I forget his name.
Spots.
Was on
bass. Yeah.
So they're all gone.
And Joe Leonard on guitar.
Yeah, Joe Leonard.
They're around.
No, they're
just
around.
All on their own.
They're not in Eddie 8 Dynamite
not,
anymore.
No, yeah.
Who is in Eddie 8 Dynamite right now?
So those guys were actually Eddie 2.0. This is Eddie 3.0 because there was when I was probably 29 or something, I think I started the band with some other guys. And then so now it's me, Henry Henhouse.
One of the better drummers in Madison, by
he's
the
one
way.
Of the best drummers, yeah.
He's great.
He asked to try out for the band, and that was like the hot girl asking me to prom. Like, it was like...
You're like, we don't need to try this out, like, we're going to be okay?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if I have time to be in another band, but can I try out? I'm like, yeah, I suppose.
And then
he's like, can I be in the band now? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
And you could park in front of his driveway. He loves that.
I just did that. Yeah. I was at the Burr Oak the other night, and I sent him a picture of my car right in front of his driveway.
You have a thing for sending pictures to people. You did that to us today.
Yeah. So Henry on drums.
Henry on drums. Dan, Dynamite. I know too many Dans, so I just call him Dynamite.
Or Dynamite.
Cowboy Fudroy is like his stage name because he's a cowboy. I don't know. That's his stage attire. And I just met him on just Craigslist, just looking for a guitar player, It was kind of cool to find someone that just wasn't already like a friend of mine for decades.
You actually found a human on Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah. And he'd never been in a band before. He's like a he's about our age and does a great job, does the harmonies. I'm like, how have you not been in a band? I don't know. Just a shy guy.
So this is his first band.
His first band, yeah.
Amazing.
And he does great. And then Deegan. He's been in a lot of bands. Rat Belly is where I met him, or Fast Eddie was his old band. So a different.
Oh, Fast Eddie. Okay.
Different sounds band, right? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds Fast right.
Eddie, and then Rat Belly. So I've seen him naked on stage a couple times with Rat Belly. I don't know if you guys know that band from a long time ago.
There's actually a scorecard of Madison musicians you've seen naked on stage.
Yep. Yeah.
It's bingo, Jimmy.
It's bingo.
Yep. Nude musician bingo.
Daniel Stoffels is the free spot.
He's the free space, yeah, because everybody's seen that. Yeah.
Eddie A. Dynamite, the brand new album is out right now. It's streaming all over the streamers. Spotify is up on Bandcamp if you want to purchase it. We were talking off air about vinyl. Are you serious about putting Eddie 8 Dynamite on vinyl?
To sell stuff, people buy vinyl. They don't. Yeah. I mean, some people will buy CDs. Like we were saying, like we buy CDs. I buy, you know, local band CDs at least. If you have somewhere to play it. I don't know if people download music. I think for a lot of bands too, you got to make shirts and stickers and stuff because people will stream the music and if they like the band, they'll buy a shirt. You know,
gotta keep
give the band
relevant.
Some money and stuff. Yeah. So and if, unless they collect vinyl and then they'll buy the vinyl. So it's worth it. You know, it's a little expensive.
Yeah.
To make them, but then, you know, you sell them and people buy them and,
That's awesome. So any shows on the calendar for you right now?
Don't have anything booked. We got a lot of word out there just trying to get something booked for the summer and spring and summer. So
nice.
Yeah.
June 21st is Make Music Madison.
Yeah.
Do a show there.
One of my other bands is playing.
One of your other bands are playing.
Me First and the Gimme Gimme's band, You First.
I don't know those guys. I know you.
You know me.
If you guys played their entire catalog, could you make a 2-hour show out of that?
Just barely.
Yeah.
Here's a question that any fan of Tim would ask, and fans of Government Zero: will there ever be a new or a second Government Zero album?
It's done. The album is almost done. I'm not even kidding.
I hear they're working on a split with Subatomic.
Dustin at the Spaceship TV, his studio there. He's been working on it. We started recording it before the pandemic.
Okay.
Pandemic happened and we didn't want to go into his studio and stuff. So he worked on what he had. And then slowly but surely we finished. Everything's recorded. He's just been mixing it and we just have to listen to the mix and we'll probably put it on vinyl, you know.
Awesome.
It's called About Time.
About Time.
Second album. I don't think I've told the public what the name of the album
that's
is.
That's breaking
yet.
News right there, isn't it?
There we go. About Time.
About Time.
There's a couple tracks that you won't even know. There's like two songs you that no one's heard except for our girlfriends.
Awesome. Oh, bless the girlfriends.
Yeah.
Tim, it's so wonderful to see you. Congratulations
on the
new Eddie 8 Dynamite. We're going to play, what are we playing here? Oh, I love this song. In fact, this was in the top 10 a couple weeks ago
As it should be.
This girl. This is my personal favorite song on the new album.
She's the one on page 42.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about All About That Girl.
It's just about, like, you know, having a crush and she's coming to a party and you're just telling your friend, like, dude, she's into you, man. Go for it. And just encouraging someone who might be shyer than you to not be shy. I grew up, I was pretty shy as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my share of girlfriends, like middle of high school, maybe starting, you know. But I was always kind of shy and you always kind of think, like, oh, you know, I should have gone for it. Don't be a dick, but also, like, don't be shy and, you know, take chances when you think someone likes you.
So if you're having a little self-confidence issues, you want to get that pretty girl or maybe your girl want to get that pretty guy or pretty girl or pretty guy, however combination you want to put that.
Whatever.
Here's some good advice for you. It's Eddie 8 Dynamite, All About That Girl, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
With her boyfriend, she needed
about that girl. Oh dear, let's just stop that.
I'm staring at the ceiling, it's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory.
Pacific Media, we are local music. That is Secret Menu and 18. Eddie A. Dynamite before that. All About That Girl. Thanks to Tim for stopping in, telling us all about it. That was a great conversation with Tim, by the way.
Man, was it ever.
I really enjoyed his aspect on songwriting.
Yeah, well, that's because I asked some key questions.
You did.
That's why I get paid the big dollars, Jimmy.
Well, you're doing the job of two people tonight.
Maybe three.
Maybe four.
Probably.
Who knows? Thank you for coming in and doing radio with me tonight, Dub. We got to do this again sometime soon.
Buddy, the pleasure is all mine. It's been the best time, the absolute best time.
Awesome. Looking forward to camping. We'll plot our takeover.
10 days, buddy. Counting it down.
The world there. So coming up, we got Live in the Lair. It's actually a replay, obviously, because Rocker isn't here tonight. He's the one that runs the sound along with Jeff from Green Delivery Service. We're going to replay the Mascot Theory from about 2 weeks ago.
That's going to be so good.
It was such an awesome performance. Hope you enjoy it. Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock for Max Inc. After Hours. That's until midnight. And then make sure you tune in at 4 a.m. Get up bright and early with me across the Civic Media Radio Network with Max Inc. Americana from 4 to 6 a.m. And then tomorrow evening, Sunday night at 6 to 10, I kind of took the week off for the countdown, so we won't have that. But M. Shell has a brand new Max Inc. Heavy for you, and she has a great interview with Andrew David Weber out of Milwaukee. Get all the details, all the podcasts, maxincradio.com. Love you, brother.
Love you, man.
It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.